You talked about a review that your mom read to you of one of your ballet performances, and you detail what it said in the book. And I just wanted to read it just for our listeners. Yeah. It says, "The dance was beautifully performed by 6-year-old Anita Dittman. Her skill and grace at ballet far exceed her years. Nevertheless, we Germans no longer wish to be entertained by a Jew." And Anita, it's one thing to read that for us here in 2016, but do you remember what it felt like to suddenly be looked at that way simply because of your heritage?
It was, I tell you, I thought my world was coming to an end. And my mother was very sympathetic, but she said, "Honey, it's what's going to be happening. It's not going to get any better. We have to be strong." And that happened before Jesus came into my life.
Yeah.
And then after Jesus came into my life, I tried to be brave, but sometimes, you know, there would be backlashes. But she said, "Anita, you have Jesus now, so rely on him."
Now, you weren't taken to a camp right away, right? You first experienced forced labor with your mother.
Yes. I was 15 when the principal stopped in my classroom, and he said, "Dittman, pack up all your things and meet me in the hallway. I have something to give to you." And so when I came out, I looked at the letter from the Gestapo informing me, due to my Jewish heritage, I was permanently suspended from school. And the principal added to it and said, "It's high time that the Nazis are cleansing our school system of riffraff such as yourself." And I just gasped when he talked, but I thought, well, look who's telling me, you know, I don't fall apart, Anita. I said it's myself inside of me. And it was about 2 months later that I was drafted into very, very heavy, what they call forced labor. Just very heavy factory work. My mother had already been drafted into it several months prior, but one thing was wonderful. We were on the same shift. And so, and one blessing, I had many blessings that God had given me, but he had given me a very agile body. And in the Nazi schools, physical education was greatly emphasized, and I was built for it, and I progressed in physical education. God gave that to me to prepare me for the heavy labor that lay ahead of me.